Everybody take your Bibles, please, and turn to Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. We're going to read the entire passage. We're going to read the entire passage because Anna hasn't read her Bible today, so we're trying to make up for that. And anyways, when you find it, please stand in honor of God's Word. Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Ready? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, and we need to hear from you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you use your word. And Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you minimize my weaknesses as a human. And Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you emphasize your word and your message that you have for us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you do a work in our hearts. We need to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Tonight I'm going to preach on tumbleweed Christianity. Tumbleweed Christianity. Now, I'll never forget, in Washington State, we had a lot of tumbleweeds. And I'll never forget, the tumbleweeds would blow around, and we had a fence along the one property line, and all the tumbleweeds would blow against the fence. And I don't know if my dad just didn't want to do it himself, or he thought it was a good life lesson. He sent me out there with a pitchfork, and it was kind of fun, though, because you gather up this whole big pile of tumbleweeds, and you put it in a big pile, and then you light it on fire, and whoosh, you know, just it, like a big fire, and just about as fast. You know, here's the thing: is it would double and triple in size of the fire, and then just as fast as you lit it, it would be gone. And they would build up everywhere. But the problem was, is like, you know, out west, the tumbleweeds, you'd be driving along and have to swerve to avoid a big clump of tumbleweeds and blowing across the road. And if you just kind of left them there, there were a hazard because, obviously they were very flammable. And if they blew up against a building and somebody flicked their cigarette, you know, it could very easily start a fire. And there's a lot of interesting things about a tumbleweed. You know, a lot of people out east know of tumbleweeds from the westerns, you know. Doo-doo-doo. And anyways, you see the two westerners, you know, Wild Earp and the bad guy. His last name was probably Watson. And they got the itchy trigger fingers, you know. There's a lot of interesting things about tumbleweeds. Just kind of give you a few facts and then we'll get into the message. A tumbleweed grows for a very short time, sucks up usually about 40, one tumbleweed plant can suck up about 44 gallons of water in a year. But when the water's done, it dries up and snaps off from its root. And a lot of times that sucks up the water and nutrients from a crop if it's in the field. And one tumbleweed plant can spread 250,000 seeds. And the interesting fact is the first time it blows and hits the ground, all 250,000 don't drop right there. They can spread it over miles. But here's the thing is when it comes down to it, you know, we read it here in Psalms chapter 1 and the Bible talks about he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth the fruit in his season. And basically this passage is divided up into two different kinds of people. And then you have, but the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Kind of reminds me of a tumbleweed. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, and it goes on. And here's the thing is that you know what's interesting is I found a lot of similarities between tumbleweeds and some Christians. And you know, the thing about it is when it comes down to it, you know, our goal as Christians should be to become Christ-like. And when we become Christ-like, we become what a lot of Christians name as being spirit-controlled. We allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. We allow the Holy Spirit to control our lives. And what happens is we become less carnal and more spiritual. And what we're gonna have a comparison tonight is the difference between the tumbleweed or the carnal Christian and the tree planted by the rivers of water or the spirit-filled Christians. You know, the thing about it is that point number one is tumbleweed Christians don't allow roots to sink deep. Tumbleweeds only grow during the rainy seasons, and they usually have one very shallow root, and it's not very deep, and it just sucks up the surface water, and then when all the surface water is gone, it dies. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. And the admonition basically here is let's sink our roots deep in the Word of God. Matthew chapter 13 and verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, "And some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness of the earth. And when the sun was up, and when they were scorched because they had no roots, they withered away." And then the Bible goes on, and this is talking about the parable of the sower. And the Bible says, "Behold, the sower went forth to sow." And so here's the thing is, when it comes down to it, too many times Christians, carnal Christians, are shallow in their walk with God. You know, whether it be fear of commitment, whether it be a lack of character. You know, the Bible talks about love not the world in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." And so here's the thing is that we need to be careful about loving the world. And so here's the thing is, too many times, for whatever reason, we don't dig our roots deep. Turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 3. I'm going to read a lot of scripture tonight. And so Revelation chapter 3 and verses 15 through 17. The Bible says, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert either cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." And so here's the thing is, God is saying basically the comparison between a lukewarm Christian. He's saying, hey, listen, when it comes down to it, he says, you know what? Too many times Christians, we're not cold and we're not hot, we're lukewarm. This, I believe, depicts the Christian who basically, you know what, does not sink their roots deep. They don't hang on every word when the pastor preaches. They don't take and study their Bible. They don't take and try and dig into the Word of God. And here's the thing is, they don't try and soak up everything they possibly can. They don't pray, "Lord, I want my life to be controlled by you. I want, you know what? I want your will for my life." And too many times we're just happy being lukewarm. We don't want to get too deep into Christianity. We don't want to become too radical. You know what? We don't want to be like the world, but we want to be in our comfort zone. We don't want to dig our roots deep. And the thing about it is that too many times we're like these tumbleweed Christians. We need to dig in and plant our roots firmly and deeply in Christ. We don't need to be shallow Christians. Turn your Bibles to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. The Bible says in verses 6 through 10, "As ye therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him." Who are we talking about? Christ Jesus. "And established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with all thanksgiving." And here's the thing is, the Bible goes on, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit of the traditions of men, after rudiments of the world and not after Christ. For in him dwelt all the fullness and the Godhead bodily." And so what happens is God is saying, hey, listen, we need to be rooted in Christ. We need to take and be established in the faith. And you know what? Here's the thing is, as ye have been taught. You know, we've been given a godly heritage here at Calvary Baptist Church. The Word of God has been preached for many, many years. And the thing about it is you know what? We just heard this morning that 18 years in the ministry. I tell you what, the thing about it is we, I'll be honest with you, that is abnormal nowadays. It seems like a preacher is just like a tumbleweed Christian. They'll blow in and blow out. But the thing about it is you know what? We've been given a godly heritage here. You know what? We have been taught the Word of God.
We have had preachers through the ages that stood up and said, you know what? Thus saith the Lord. Listen, if we haven't been taught, it's because we haven't been listening. And the thing about it is we need to be rooted in the Word of God. Too many times, flaky Christians have shallow roots. I'll never forget, I was in Michigan at the church up there, and I was newly into the ministry, and the pastor there told me, he said, Scott, he says, it's not always the case, but he says, 9 times out of 10, the church members that give me the most strife are the ones that have flaky church attendance and have a flaky walk with God. He says, you know what? He says, most of the time, those are the ones that fight the ministry the hardest. It's because they don't know God if he was right in front of them. And the thing about it is you know what? We need to get rooted and grounded in the faith. So you know what? When it comes down to it, we can be like the Aaron and Hur of Moses, lifting the hands of the preacher and saying, you know what? Hey, listen, if it's God's will, this is what I want. You know what? We need to realize who the battle is against. We battle the world, the flesh, and the devil. And you know what? The problem is too many times we get our eyes off the prize. We get our eyes off. We think that the church, and not necessarily we in this building, Christianity as a whole, we think the church is just a social club. You know, the church is there to seek and to save that which is lost. The church is there as a spiritual hospital. You know what? We're supposed to reach the lost at any cost. And you know what? Anything is worth it if one soul accepts Christ. And that should be the focus of our church. But too many times, we're not worried about total absorption in the Word of God. Turn back to Psalms chapter 1 and verse 2. The Bible says this, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Boy, I tell you what, I wonder how many of us can say we delight in the Word of God. I wonder how many of us can say, you know what? We've meditated on the Word of God day and night. You know, the thing about it is if we're sinking our roots deep, if we want to get as close to God as we possibly can, if we want to see God do some amazing things, that's what it takes. And here's the thing is, you know what? We need to delight in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Why? Because he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. What's the opposite of the tree planted by the rivers of water? A tumbleweed Christian. Number two is tumbleweed Christians. And by the way, this follows the life of a tumbleweed. We saw that tumbleweeds have very shallow roots. The next we see is tumbleweeds eventually detach from their roots. Turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Or I'm sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 4. You know, a tumbleweed eventually, after it dries up, after it stops taking water, it will snap at the base and detach from the roots. And the Bible says in verses 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and be turned unto fables. By the way, that time is now in America. Right. Thing about it is you know what? You get somebody that stands up and preaches the Word of God, to them it's fable. Here's the thing, is the average, I'll be honest with you, a lot of Christians in America, now I don't believe any in this church, but a lot of Christians in America, they couldn't sit through old-fashioned fire and damnation preaching. They couldn't, you know, here's the thing, is back in the day, they called them the wind-sucking preachers. They were preaching so fast, you know, and they just keep on preaching. Here's the thing is, you know what? A lot of Christians nowadays couldn't stand the old-time preachers of the faith. But you know what? Here's the thing is, you look back at some of those preachers, you know what? I'm thinking about one preacher. You know what? As he preached, they clung to the pillars of the auditorium because they were afraid that the ground would open up and swallow them because of their sin, and they were begging God for forgiveness. You know what? We need to get back to digging our roots deep in Christ. We need to get back and preaching the word, being instant in season, out of season. How are we going to do that? Getting our lives so wrapped up in the Word of God, so wrapped up in Christ, so yielded over to Him that, you know what? When He speaks, we not only hear it and understand that it's God, we listen and obey, and we say, God, my life is yours to control. But unfortunately, in America, we've detached from our roots. I read a survey, 4 out of 10, or basically 40% of Christians surveyed in America strongly agree that Satan is not a real being, but just a symbol of evil. My Bible says, the devil is as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's a real being, folks. 39% of Christians surveyed believe, this blows my mind, that Jesus has sinned. Here's the thing is, that's nowhere in Scripture. My Bible says He's spotless, He's sinless. You know what? That just shows me their roots were shallow. And the thing about it is 22% believe the Bible, the Quran, and the Book of Mormon are expressions of the same truth. Boy, I tell you what, if that isn't a falsehood, I don't know what is. And here's the sad part is, the other ones were sad, 29% of their faith has not changed their lives. Why? They haven't sunk in their roots. They haven't sunk in their roots. They don't know what doctrine is. They have no doctrine. They have no roots and they have no nourishment. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 15. The Bible says this. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness. By the way, there's a lot of crafty people that are trying to get us away from the faith. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. Whereby they lie and wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things, which is ahead, even Christ. Professor Richard Rorty, in the book Universality and Truth, said this: we try and arrange things so that students who enter as bigoted, homophobic, religious fundamentalists will leave college with views more like our own. We are going to go right on trying to discredit you, the fundamental parents, in the eyes of your children, trying to make your views seem silly rather than discussable. We are not so inclusive as to tolerate intolerance such as yours. Here's the thing is, you know why so many children fall for that garbage? It's because the roots in the home weren't deep. You know, the thing about it is that if we took, you know, here's the thing is, too many times we're tumbleweed Christianity in raising our kids. We're tumbleweed Christianity in being an example. You say, well, I don't have kids in the home. Here's the thing is, you know what? There are kids that watch you. And whether it be bus kids or church kids, or there's other people that watch us. And here's the thing is, this survey said 66% of young people, Christian young people, lose their faith when they enter adulthood. Why? Because their parents, their grandparents, the people in their life that call themselves Christians don't have roots, don't have a walk with God. You know what? And faith hasn't changed their life. You know what? Bless God. You know what? We need a generation. We need a church of old-fashioned revival where God does a work in our lives, where we're sold out. Because here's the thing is, you know what? God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. My God is the same God of Moses. My God is the same God of Elijah. My God is the same God of Elisha. And here's the thing is, all those great things that God has done in the past, He can do today. God is the same God. He's just as powerful. He hasn't weakened. He hasn't grown old. The thing about it is Christians have changed. You know what? We need to go back to digging our roots deep. We need to go back about not being washed around and being wishy-washy and blown here and there. We need to get back to saying, God, my life is yours to control. I'm going to dig deep in the scriptures and I'm going to apply it to my life. You know what? I'm going to have a prayer life, not just a, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep, or bless this grub, amen. Here's the thing is, you know what? I'm talking about a real prayer life where, like the song says, sweet hour of prayer, where we meditate on the scriptures day and night. You know why most pine trees blow over? Their roots are shallow. My dad and I were talking about cutting down some pine trees in my house out on 19 because their roots are shallow. 2 Timothy chapter 3. In verse 5, the Bible says this, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Too many times we, as Christians, have a form of godliness. Now here's the thing, is if I were to take Brother Aaron, and I were to take and make a form of his face, it'd be one ugly form. No, just joking. Anyways, but here's the thing is, you know what? It wouldn't be the real thing. Praise God. And no, just joking. We're going to give Aaron a hard time. But here's the thing is, it would be a form of Brother Aaron's face. It wouldn't be like the real thing. It would be kind of a fake. Do you realize that too many times we as Christians, we have a form of godliness. Something that looks similar, but it's not real. Something that on the surface, it's like that pine tree, on the surface looks like it has roots that go deep. But you know what? The winds and the storms and the trials come and our you know what? We're like the tumbleweed. We break off and blow around. What happened is, you know what? We didn't have strong roots. Here's the thing is, you know what? I'll be honest with you. Christians across America, we have a hard time wagging our head at removing in God we trust because we won't serve God and witness as we go around in our lives. Too many times we get mad at the LBTQRSTP marches and when we don't march our rear ends into church on Wednesday night and Sunday morning. And here's the thing is, you know what? We get mad at the politicians, but we won't humble ourselves and pray. We have a form of godliness. Why? Because I'll be honest with you, it's not the politicians' fault. America's the way that it is. It's not the sodomites' fault that America is the way it is. It's Christians' fault because we haven't had deep roots. We've had a form of godliness. We look like we're walking with God, but you know what? We're as carnal as the day is long. We don't know the scripture. We can't give an answer to every man. And you know what? It's time we dig our roots deep and we say, you know what? I'm going to humble myself and pray and seek God's face. America has gotten away from her roots. Basically, we cry tolerance and appeasement. And then forget, when I was growing up, my pastor growing up was Pastor Dallas Dobson. And I never forget, he was preaching on the unisex movement. I was early 80s. It was just brand new. And you could go in the store and there was men's shoes, unisex shoes, and women's shoes. And the thing about it is I remember him preaching, he's like, listen, you may not think it's important now, but he says, one day, if Christians don't stand up and take a stand against the unisex movement, he said, you know what? There'll be a day where people walking down the street, you can't tell if they're a man or a woman. There'll be a day where, you know what, things are so mixed up where, you know what, they'll try and change gender. Here's the thing is, to him it was something that he could not believe, something in the past. But the thing about it is you know what, Christians back then, we didn't take a stand. We didn't say, you know what, hey, there's supposed to be a difference between a man and a woman. The Bible says so. You know what, we're supposed to be a peculiar people. We're supposed to be set apart. We're supposed to be different. We're not supposed to look like the world. We're not supposed to act like the world. We're not supposed to go to the world. Garbage movies. We're not to listen to the world's garbage music. Hey, listen, there ought to be a difference. And what happened is now we're here. Now we're here where, you know what? I tell you what, you can say, oh, that looks like a man. They turn around and it's got a woman's face. You know what? And here's the thing is when it comes down to it, he was right. You know what? We need to get away from the form of godliness. We need to have a real godliness. You know, the thing about it is tumbleweeds will always be there. But you know what I found out? Growing up, if you ignore them, they get worse. The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. I'll be honest with you. One of the things that Pastor Dobson would always preach on is he said, listen, real churches, churches that make a difference, are built on real spirit-controlled men and spirit-controlled ladies. But the thing about it is too many times churches are built on ladies because the men is absent, or a group of carnal individuals. Now, I don't believe that's the case here, but the thing about it is that, listen, it takes a man to keep doctrine and burden the tumbleweeds. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 12. The Bible says this. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather the wheat under the gardener, and he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Here's the thing, is you know what chaff is good for? Chaff is kind of like tumbleweed. It's good to burn up. See, the thing about it is too many times we want a pansy of a leader. Why? Because you know what? We don't have roots deep. Here's the thing is, there's a lot of people in America, they go where the leader dresses like mother and calls himself father. And the thing about it is they don't stand for anything. We need leaders that stand up and say, thus saith the Lord. Leaders that stand up and say, you know what? I'm a fundamental independent Baptist, and you know what? I've been that way for many years. The thing about it is there are a lot of people that are changing. You know what? Here's the thing. I know of three individuals that used to pastor, that pastor for a few years, and then you know what? It was too hard. Well, so-and-so is against me. You know what? The deacons rose up against, this happened and that happened. You know what? I guess I'm just going to blow away and I'm going to quit. We need some men. And the thing about it is that when it comes down to it, you start pushing a tumbleweed, they snap off and blow away. Turn back to Psalms chapter 1 and verse 3. The Bible says this, and he shall be like a tree planted by the waters and bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And the thing about it is that when it comes down to it, listen, it's time we stand up and say, you know what? Quit ye like men. Listen, that doesn't mean, oh, I quit. Thing about it is you know, I never forget when I was growing up, staying in my house was Wilman's Never Quit. And the thing about it is you know what? We need to get it through our head that Christians never quit. Do you realize we have the God of David? Do you realize that God plus anyone equal majority? Why would we quit? We serve the God that owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Why would we quit? We serve a God that, you know what, can stand up against the world and still win. Yeah, the thing about it is you read the Bible, and I tell you what, God is capable of doing some amazing things. And you know what? He's still capable. The reason why we don't quit is because our roots are not deep. We get away from our roots. And the thing about it is we're like the tumbleweed. The symbolism behind the tumbleweed is desolate, dry, abandoned, and despair. Full of tension. Sure sounds like carnality to me. But you know what? With God, all things are possible. Back to Psalms chapter 1. There's a split in the verses. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. This individual is basically saying, hey, listen, I don't want ungodly influences in my life. I don't want a gossip in my life. I don't want a backbiter in my life. I don't want a worry wart in my life. Here's the thing is, you know what? I want to be influenced by the things of God. I want to dig my roots deep in the scriptures. I want to dig my roots deep in prayer. And the thing about it is he doesn't want a scorner. He doesn't want the ungodly. But his delight, who he'd rather hang around, who he'd rather be influenced by, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. What's the result? And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, By the way, a Spirit-filled Christian is going to bring forth fruit. And his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The comparison is, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away, flaky as the day is long. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Two decisions tonight. If we're all honest with ourselves, this is something that we all need to fight. The tumbleweed Christian life. But I'll be honest with you. Praise the Lord, it's not up to us. All we have to do is dig our roots deep into the Scriptures. All we have to do is be like, you know, here's the thing, is all we have to do is eliminate our ungodly influences and delight in the Scripture. Here's the thing, is you know what? We have a choice tonight. We can be satisfied being a tumbleweed Christian, blowing around, flaky as the day is long, being blown around by every wind of doctrine, snapped off at the roots and going astray. There are many, many Christians like that. Those are the Christians that are using the NIV and the whatever else versions. They've broken from their roots. And here's the thing is that they're the ones that have the rock bands on the platform. They're the ones that used to be fundamental independent Baptists, and now they've taken Baptist off the sign. Or we can be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit, leaf shall not wither. And you know what? I forgot the last one. But here's the thing is, we can be like that tree, or we can be like the chaff. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for these Scripture verses, and we thank you so much for this truth out of Scripture. Dear Heavenly Father, if we're all honest with ourselves, human nature is to be like the tumbleweed. Carnality is to be like the tumbleweed. Too many times we, for whatever reason, we don't dig our roots deep. We don't delight in the Scriptures. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray that tonight we would decide that we would be like the tree planted by the rivers of the living water. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you just help us to delight in you. Help us to dig deep. Help us to sell out to you. And we pray that you do a work in our midst tonight. We pray this all in Jesus' name, Pastor.